In this week's Music Express, my guest is the talented singer, rapper, and composer Radek Banga, the frontman for one of the Czech Republic's best-known bands, Gypsy CZ. The four-member group first broke onto the scene 6 years ago and quickly rose to the top with an unusual mix of traditional Romani music crossed with rap, hip-hop, pop, and R&B. And they've only grown in popularity since. Last week, Radek Banga stopped by the Czech radio building to discuss the band's career.
Gypsy CZ was much more specific because there was Vojta Lavička, which is a violinist guy, and he really influenced me so much with the gypsy music. And I've seen Peter and Honza Surmai, the two guys from a traditional families. I need to say here that I'm not from a traditional family. I'm from a completely different stuff. For example, my father was listening to Pink Floyd. He was quite rocker. But these people were real gypsies, you know, that was the difference. So it was more about music, more about gypsy feeling. They had it. I had a rap. I had ideas. I had lyrics. But they had that real gypsy feeling.
Your first album, Romano Hip Hop, really launched you guys into the spotlight. It received great attention, lots of radio play. It put you out there. If we look at the opening song, it's called Taiza. And I wanted to ask you what, in fact, Taiza means in the Romani language, and if you could tell me a little bit about what that song is about.
Yeah, so Taiza, I can translate it as tomorrow, and the song is about hope. It's about two guys which believe that they are going to make a final, you know, steal. They go to streets and they steal quite expensive cars, and they believe if they sell it for, you know, good price, they will get a chance to go to school and to live like a normal person. They believe that in better tomorrow. Just the Chorolo Taisa. It's translated like go to studio tomorrow. That sometimes that I wanted to say that sometimes you meet people which are on the street and they've born in quite very, very bad families, very poor, but they haven't chosen it. It's not about choice. It's simply like that. They warned it and they need a chance. They need to hope in something. That's the song about.
Taiza by Gypsy CZ.
Ulica čuči švetlos, naram čuno tero mengero rad hinš hajpen, ava urto. Gađem sloven, sođarem pre parašero, sođarem pre bengirat, a se čitem saro mulo. Gdje se čorilo Taiza, Taiza, somora more, kajsal, kajsal. Gdje se čorilo Taiza, Taiza, somora more, kajsal. Ulica čuči švetlos, naram čuno tero, mengero rad hinš hajpen, ava urto. Gađem sloven, sođarem pre parašero, sođarem pre bengira, a se čitem saro mulo. Hinino steo de keo, bengužaro pre amen, kautorita tu mena. Gdje se čorilo Taiza, Taiza, somora more, kajsal, kajsal.
You've said in interviews that you yourself were on the street as a teen. Did you also hold that hope inside that, okay, I'm a gypsy, I'm going to break it one day, I'm going to get out of this situation and, you know, change things?
Yeah, of course. It was all about my whole life because I didn't really have a nice childhood and I was quite in very difficult family. My father is a good man, but his demon was always alcohol, and it was a difficult situation. But I believe that one day I can break it up, that it's not everything lost, that one day maybe there will be some hope. So I believed it, but it was a work of 10 years. When I was starting with music when I was 13, and I was successful in 24, you know, it's very long time, you know, this period. So, yeah.
Now, besides singing in Romani, Gypsy CZ incorporates all those traditional musical elements. You have cimbalo or violin, obviously. How do you like that creative aspect of mixing in traditional with the modern?
You know, I like it very much because hip-hop is quite boring. If you create music for hip-hop, obviously it's a loop, you know, it's a loop, and some beat. And after 10 years, you get really bored, you know. The other thing is, I'm still gypsy. You cannot delete it. It's in you. It's inside. It's in your veins, and you have to, you have to feel music. So, and I'm a guitarist. That's what many people don't know. I'm a guitarist, so I'm a musician. You know, one day you just wake up and say, I hate these loops. You know, no more, please, my God. So, yeah, I love it because gypsy music is beautiful. It's one of the things from a gypsy culture. We you know, there's many bad things. People, you know, gypsy kids steal, they don't go to school, blah, blah, blah.
But this
whatever.
Is a tradition.
But this is really, you know, no mistakes. This is really good. It's the best from what we have, music.
The song, I want to talk about the song Jedno. It's basically a ballad to a white girl written from the perspective of a gypsy or Roma man who says that he can't love her. And the crux of the problem is, the deeper message is about racism. It's the fact that her family won't allow her to be with a gypsy. I wanted to ask you if you yourself had suffered that kind of discrimination or other situations similar.
So, of course, when you Rom, when you gypsy in East Europe, you always get these situations, you know. But my first inspiration was Romeo and Juliet, of course, because...
Star-crossed lovers.
Yeah, it's classic. It's classic. And there is a story, you know, of two people. They can't be together. It's maybe about families, but this is the situation also about families because, you know, I was with a blonde girl. I believe she loved me and she said, I'm a normal guy that I have dreams that I'm trying to work on myself hard, you know. But anyway, she was listening to mother. She said, you cannot be with a gypsy guy. Never. What kind of kids do you want to have? And I said to her, like, you know, like a joke. I believe it's a joke. I said, you know, I'm going to work that they will be as white as possible. But it's impossible to predict, you know, what's going to happen in next years. So she was beautiful, she was smart, but she was still a mother's, you know, girl, you know. So it was my own story. It was my own story. And I said, one day I have to sing about it. I have to say to the people that a little beautiful thing like love can be completely destroyed by just stupidity of some people, which, you know, they look on your color of his skin. Come on, it's 2010.
Hey! Hey! Drahá moje lásko, tohle píšu pro tebe. Doufám, že se máš fajn, kotě až do nebe. Furt nějak nemůžu překonat, co stalo se. A tak mám potřebu vyjádřit se, zpovídat se. A nejen tobě, ale všem. Protože ty jsi to mohla překonat, ale dala si mi košem. Nemůžu překonat, že tví rodiče nechtěli, abys byla s černým, jinak by tě z domu vyhodili. Chápu, že se spála, ale spolu lásko, bysme to zvládli, bydlení, prachy i děcko. A tak nějak všecko stačilo přeci zabojovat, říct ne, postavit se, zabodovat. Jenže všecko je jinak, lásko moje, jsem ďábel, pro ty tví i pro ty mý. Ach ne, proč je to tak zlý, kdykoliv zavřu oči, tak se zamyslím a slyším tvůj nádherný hlas.
Since their inception, Gypsy CZ have produced a lot of great music and performed often both at home and abroad, including the famous Glastonbury Festival. Radek Banga says they are now also currently preparing a much-awaited third album. There was one more song, though, on the debut that I wanted to discuss, a mysterious but catchy song called Muloland. In a minute, we'll play you a bit, but here's the story that goes with it. Once again, frontman Radek Banga.
So the mulo in a gypsy language is like a soul of a dead man. And a land is like land, you know. So it's a land of dead people. We've been in Germany one day on some university. We've been sleeping there. We've been not that famous like today. And I believe that we met a ghost there, you know. Gypsy people really believe in ghosts. We are very spiritual people. So the first message of a song was to let white people know that we are very spiritual. We believe in spirits. We believe in God, and, you know, and but much more in soul, you know, in spirits. And for example, when we are eating, and if my father is dead, I take you know, one food for my father, you know, and I put it on the window to let him, you know, be fed, because I don't want him to be hungry. Many people cannot understand it, but in gypsies' family, it's normal. So that was the first message. And the second message, it wasn't a message, it was a story we had in German. Because that crazy place, it was a university, but 80 years ago, lots of people died there.
Okay.
There was a tragedy, there was some explosion, and maybe 150 people just died there. And I think that we gypsies, we can feel it. So I felt it, and I couldn't sleep because I still heard voices, and you know. So that was a song about a story how we've been really scared. We've been sleeping on one bed, all members of a band, really scared.